Where do you get your sound from?
I think just, you know, I listen to a lot of different music, and I go playing to bands like ABBA, and one of my, you know, musical idols is Norah Jones. So I think just having a good eclectic mix has, you know, allowed me to develop my own sound. And then after starting to play with a band, because I used to just play solo as like a singer-songwriter and always doing, you know, acoustic shows and coffee shops. But now that I've started playing more with the band, I think they help me a lot, because as I write the songs, I'll, you know, ask them for suggestions in certain parts. And, you know, they bring their roles and whatnot, and different, you know, my drummer will bring different percussion, and we just kind of try to get creative, and I think it's kind of developed my sound till now.
Okay, you've got two successful EPs under your belt. How do you think those helped you as a musician leading into this album?
I think, you know, my first EP was very experimental, and so it was just, it helped me learn a lot in terms of the recording process and how to really get an album together. And it helped me a lot in terms of just meeting people, because through that record, I just had just an amazing group of musicians that helped me get to know other musicians. And my second EP was a live session EP, so it's just, you know, the studio, cameras on, audio on, and just recording, you know, live with the band. And that EP really helped develop my sound and kind of color as an artist, because my first one, it was, like I said, very experimental, just trying out different things, going more with the singer-songwriter. But my second EP was really kind of pushing in the direction I wanted to go as an artist. And it actually has the same title track. But that EP, again, it was like a live session. So we did a live session of Mexico, which is my title. It really formed a good foundation for this next album. And, you know, it got some buzz. So that was great. You know, and so hopefully people like the live session and they'll buy, you know, record.
Mexico is one of those songs that kind of just jumps right out at you. Creatively, what was the origin of that song and how was it created?
Originally, I just wanted to write a song about just going somewhere and being spontaneous, which is, you know, what I personally like to do. And I was like, okay, if I'm in California, what's the nearest place I can go to that's a different country? And it was Mexico, so I just wrote the song, and originally I wrote it as like a soft, you know, more ballad style song, and I just wasn't happy with it. And so I just started with the loop and that hook, which is like that dun 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 hook, and just built from there, and it just became the song that people started to really like. And so, you know, I was happy with it too, though. So.
How do you want your music to affect people?
I just want it to, you know, be a source of blessing to people. You know, when people listen to it, they enjoy it or they relate to it. And this is something that was very, like, music wasn't always my plan to become a musician and an artist. And I think in the beginning, I just felt I wasn't good enough. And now, you know, I'm doing it, and I just finished my first full-length record, and so I want people to definitely get inspired by that and, you know, take risks and enjoy the music. I think that's what it's all about.
All right, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say you're in an elevator with somebody, and just you and one other person, and one of your songs comes on, and they kind of go, oh, this is kind of cool, what is this? And you almost get a chance to sell your music in that short elevator ride. What do you think you would say? Like, they wouldn't know that it was you, and you could just say, oh, this is, you know, Hannah, this, she's blah, 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 blah. What do you think that you would say to kind of, you know, let people know what you're all about?
I think, yeah, I would just say this is an artist named Hannah. I don't know if I would say it's myself. but I would definitely say, hey, you should check it out. I've heard of her. And, you know, you can find her on Facebook, probably give him the, I'm sure he'd think it's weird I know all the social networks, but maybe I'd give him one, and definitely talk about the record, because I think this is definitely the good starting point of how I'll continue as an artist.
Okay, you mentioned before, you know, your appreciation of Norah Jones's music. Considering that, what are a few artists that you appreciate that people wouldn't expect by listening to your music?
Well, Norah Jones's first one, you know, I just love how she's really kind of developed as an artist. She was very, you know, just this raw jazz, but, you know, starting her fourth record, I think she definitely started to take some risks with, which people sometimes don't appreciate. They're like, oh, they're sad. But I actually really do appreciate that when they try something new and it's still, you know, somewhat true to who they are. So I love Norah Jones. I love, like a mesh ABBA, which, you know, really random. But I just, I love their songs. They're so rock and catchy. Love the Black Keys, you know, which is like this real rock band, and I love Bon Iver, yeah. So it's just a really, you know, wide mix, and I actually, my music is more, you know, raw and has like the band more, a little bit more rock, but I do appreciate, like, you know, some of the good pop, even electronic bands like Foster the People. And I think it's good to have a, you know, a wide range of music and genres that you appreciate, because I think it'll help shape your own music as well.
Okay, where do you see yourself, say, a year from now, musically? Where do you want to be?
I don't know. I hope to be traveling, you know, and sharing my music. I think that's the dream I have right now. Like, I just love to travel. I love to do mission work, and I'd love to use my music as a source and foundation for that, to just be able to, you know, visit different places and share my music. So hopefully I'll be able to start doing a lot more shows, both, you know, here and overseas.